USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Music legend Aretha Franklin is dead at 76, passing away just days after her family disclosed that she was battling cancer and was at home under hospice care.
What you want?
Born in 1942, she sang gospel before starting her mainstream career at 18. She was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987, and she received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1994. Again, Aretha Franklin was 76. Deliberations are going on now in Paul Manafort's bank and tax fraud case. The former Trump campaign chairman facing more than a dozen charges of fraud and money laundering stemming from the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are down in the latest report from the Labor Department. It says 212,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Biggest increases, Pennsylvania, California, and Oregon. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is taking heat from both Democrats and Republicans after he says at a bill signing event this week,
"We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great."
Cuomo making the comment while criticizing the president's policies on women's reproductive rights and immigrants. Democrat Cynthia Nixon, who's challenging him in a primary next month, said Cuomo's words show that he's out of touch. In Memphis overnight, the annual candlelight vigil was held at Elvis Presley's grave, marking the 41st anniversary of his death. Interestingly, about half of the fans who visit the Presley birthplace each year are from the United Kingdom. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
After releasing a report claiming that at least 300 Catholic priests in six dioceses of Pennsylvania had abused at least 1,000 children over a course of decades, the Attorney General in Pennsylvania now says his office is receiving more calls from people wanting to tell their stories and to seek justice. Meanwhile, a top clergyman who's among those accused of covering up the abuse in the Catholic Church tells parishioners the church has much to atone for. Cardinal Donald Wuerl of the Archdiocese of Washington saying at a mass yesterday,
"While we work to restore confidence in the ability of the church, our ability to treat this problem, we need constantly to be there for survivors."
Cardinal Wuerl accused of the cover-up when he was assigned to the Archdiocese of Pittsburgh for 18 years. ISIS says one of its fighters carried out a suicide bombing in Kabul yesterday. Nearly three dozen people were killed. 56 others were injured in that blast in a Shiite area of the Afghan capital. And Georgia authorities are looking for whoever stole nearly $100,000 worth of ramen noodles. The thieves making off with a 53-foot trailer that was loaded with the ramen. It's not been found. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.